Under the new Twin Peaks regime, retirement funds will face a raft of new commitments, including extended training of trustees and additional reporting requirements. My guest in the studio is Isaac Ramputa. He's chief executive of the Financial Sector Charter Council. Isaac, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Let's start off with the training of trustees. And let me tell you that in my view, in the past, it hasn't been done well. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. The Financial Sector Charter itself, when they negotiated even the previous charter, they raised that issue of training broadly on consumer education. And one of the areas that we included in the new charter was the training of the trustees, because it's important for trustees to understand the broader economic issues, because it helps them for them to can make meaningful decisions.
And absolutely, and those trustees have a huge responsibility.
Definitely,
they are looking after the value of people's retirement.
Yeah, it is true, because some people it is their only savings that they have.
Yes. So in the past, wasn't one of the problems that the training was given by the service provider companies themselves, so the companies who may have had a vested interest in flogging their own products during training sessions, etc.?
It is, and during the negotiation of the FSC charter, some of the discussions that we had was to even try to say how much you can advertise your
yes.
company. We even have to talk about the size of the logo and everything. Because what the FSC was looking at was say, if really you want to do training, training should not be linked to product, shouldn't be part of your marketing strategy. But it should be training because it's necessary for your customers to understand why they consume your products.
So how do you think that retirement fund, retirement trustee training will change in the future to make it more effective and meaningful?
The discussions that we've had with FSB in the past, they said they want to make it compulsory. And to a point that they'll also be able to indicate which modules that a trustee should have done by the first 6 months of them being appointed as trustees. And for the first time, I must say that through BATSETA, a new qualification for trustees have been registered, and also the trustee, also the qualification for principal officers.
Mm.
So it is there now. So it's now the opportunity to roll it out.
Is that going to be mandatory?
From what we heard from FSB, yes, it's going to be mandatory.
Now, under Regulation 28, and we were lauded around the world when we brought in Regulation 28, which forces trustees to look at the investments that are being made and take a longer-term view and a wider view considering ESG factors. Now, that, to my mind, is also not being practically applied by trustees.
I agree with you. I think in some cases it's lack of capacity from the trustees themselves to be able to do that. In some cases, I think it's also the asset consultants, because they are the ones that need to advise the funds in line with the investment and what ESG investments that are there that they need to make. And but sometimes they look at the short term, because there's bonuses for them if they
yes.
make the right investment at the time, but they don't look at the long-term horizon. I mean, PF Circular 130, I mean, indicate which areas you can invest on, and some of those areas we have it.
One of the areas that I think is also a bit of a gap in the market, Isaac, is that the training of the fund members themselves. Like, when is money going to be invested in them, in telling them what their rights are, where their money actually goes, and what voice they can have if they don't want their money to go into a tobacco company, for instance?
Yeah, that has been the gap in the markets. I know the CISA Foundation has entered into some agreements with some of the other unions to be able to can do the training of the members. So they've done some training for some of the government departments, because they are housed in one area. They've also done that for some of the mining houses, through the arrangement with the union. So it's something that is starting to happen, because it's unfortunate that some of the trusts, some of the ordinary members of funds actually don't know anything about their own pension. They don't even know, when you talk about the growth of their fund, what does it look like? And so that's a challenge.
No, it's a huge weakness. And I think that the industry itself should take a smack on the wrist with that. Yeah. They need to educate their members. Yeah. Okay, we want to get on to additional reporting requirements coming in under the Financial Sector Code, now applying to retirement funds. Two major areas. Let's start with management control.
Yeah, look, management control really is one of the areas where you look at the boards of the funds, how are they constituted, and also if the retirement funds have to invest in another company, whether that company that invests their money in is transformed or not. It's part of the procurement line, because if you don't use the procurement as a tool to transform some of the companies, they will not transform. But if you go to an asset manager and say, we'll give you this money, but when you look at your how you're constituted in terms of your board and your ownership structure, we are actually not happy, then you can use that as a way of pushing the envelope of transformation.
Okay, so it's management control as well as preferential procurement.
Yes.
When is that effective from?
It is effective immediately, actually. The code has been gazetted, so it is effective.
And how soon are you expecting to see outcomes that you want to see?
Look, it will take a bit of time. I think we need to start engaging the Provident Fund. We have from last year we have spoken to some of the funds, and even in the coming week, I know that it is running some training on this particular subject for trustees and principal officers, because that's a start where you need to start to try and get the message.
Thanks so much for the important messages you've given us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Isaac. Good to see you. It was Isaac Ramputo, Chief Executive of the Financial Sector Charter Council.